Boom.
Do it.
Secret, super secret salt camp. You even forgot to tell the mods. So, chats. I don't know. Maybe you can get rowdy without punishment for today. But then we'll circle back and then arrest you and then ban you and punish you for being rowdy little monkey shines. Welcome to the Secret Soul Cast, where we're going to circle back and arrest some people. I hope. We did a whole thing on Dan Bongino and Cash Money Patel, and I'm waiting for the hate to roll in because they're asking me to swallow a hard pill, boys. Hard pill. What's going on, Shaggy Teeth?
Do it.
We have a completely illegitimate last 4 years, and the left-hand side is freaking out, and they are demanding, a whole bunch of people called this, that you leave Joey alone. Nope. Joey doesn't get left alone. You better leave Joey alone right now. He's got cancer. Don't care. Don't remotely care. I am doing my best to not end up in the bad graces of St. Peter right now. Because I want to make some really off-color jokes about cancer. All right? I want to, but I won't. Now, that's not saying Laura Loomer won't. That chick, oh, man. Oh, man, Laura Loomer. I want to party with this chick, right? All right, let's. All right, Laura, do it.
Do it.
I'm shocked, I tell you, that Ashley Biden didn't check her father's prostate when they were naked in the shower together. Oh, ow. That's such a brutal, devastating tweet that it hurts me to hear it. I don't even know why. I'm just like, ooh, wee, ooh, ooh, ooh. And they said, that's it, Laura. You're canceled and pull that tweet down. No, you haven't met Laura then. You haven't. I see you don't understand how Laura Loomer works. Here we got, now that the media finally wants to talk about the cover-up of Biden's terminal illness, when can we talk about what he did to his daughter in the shower? Wowee! Or are we waiting for his funeral till we get to talk about the showers with his daughter? No, and no, I'm not deleting this. This woman is on fire. That's only got 3,000 updudes? More! I need a more button, guys.
Do it.
More! And I won't do the chirp anymore. Oh, my God. People were... I got more hate. So I was sitting there going, boy, I got lots of questions about Dan Bongino and Cash Money, right? I don't like that they're telling me to just accept that Epstein killed himself. Don't buy it for a second. I think these guys are compromised. And I was sitting there going, that's going to get a lot of hate. I got a lot of hate over a Pam Blondie and Epstein. No, the most hate I got last night during that stream was the chirp button. That's all these dog owners. Dude, you got to stop. Dude, I can't listen to the show anymore. You can't do it. You're killing my dog. And I was like, okay. So I don't want to, listen. I don't want to kill anybody's dog, boys. So we'll be good. Maybe we'll put a more button where the chirp button was. I'm not saying that I won't use the chirp button in videos, though, guys. I love that button. Right? Love that button. Not as much as you guys love Donald Trump. So we've got a devastating headwind for the lefties, which might explain why all of a sudden now Joey's dead, right? Take a look at this. This is Donald Trump's. Remember, they've been out there just blow-vating about Donald Trump's approval numbers. Oh, my God, it's in the toilet. See? MAGA's been broken. Donald Trump. Everybody hates him now. Oh, everybody hates him now. His poll numbers are in the garbage. Look at the worst poll numbers in 80 years. Worst poll number. We haven't seen poll numbers like this since we've had presidents in this country. It's the world's worst poll numbers. Oh, okay. Anyhow, look at this. This beep, beep, beep. Show the Republican one kinks upwards, right? What is the Dow at? Is the Dow Jones working today, boys? So many people, all the panic ends. Oh my God, my stonks. Okay, well, your stonks are, they're higher than they were last year. The stonk market has completely, before Donald Trump announced his tariffs in Liberation Day, you're higher than that. All of Donald Trump just did an economic tariff victory dance on you leftards and you panickins and everybody who was flipping out. I mean, the stonk market for which you were freaking out about is higher than when he announced the tariffs. By a lot, by the way. 42.7 right now and 42.200 right before. That was the high right before he announced. It was down almost to 41. So, guys, if you panicked and you sold, congratulations. You got by Jim Cramer. So his poll numbers are going up. His poll numbers with Democrats are going up. That's wild. That's wild. This dude, Teflon Don. Teflon Don. Look at this. Look at this. And now somehow you're going to tell me. Somehow the Daily Mail, a bunch of crooked teeth goofballs on the other side of the planet. You better get your stuff in order, fools. We'll go down there and we will 1776 your building with some Project 2025. You better get your tea and crumpets out of your buttholes and stop posting nonsense like this. How are you going to tell me Donald Trump's approval numbers went up with Republicans? They went up with Democrats. They're down with independents, though. We're still not quite sure what to do. No, no, no. No, nobody's buying that. If Donald Trump, I hope Donald Trump and MAGA reach political escape velocity as we head towards the midterms, because that's the only way we lock in people up. That's the only way we lock in people up. We got to do it one more time, MAGA. We got to do it one more time. For the 18th time, we got to do it one more time. And we got to go out there and we got to steamroll some lizard people. All right? I can't stop. I got to get rid of that button. All right. Tell your dog it's okay. We need to arrest people. We have to arrest people. The only way we're going to be able to arrest people is if Republicans, Democrats, independents, normal human people, normal Americans, understand what has been done to this country. I mean, this transcends your hatred for Donald Trump, you morons. Right? It transcends my hatred for the rhino Republicans. They took a dude who was dying 5 years ago. Joe Biden's been dying for 5 years. He's 85 years old, and he's falling apart in front of everybody. Noticed this, but a bunch of left-wing goofballs, because of their adherence to the gimme dats that the government will give them, as long as you go along with this nonsense that you could cut your wiener off and be a woman, that open borders are totally fine, that no human is illegal, that Joe Biden's not sick, right? As long as you parrot those, you'll get your little bit of gimme dats. You got got. You got got. You got got. Everything that you've been told is a lie, and it's dumb and stupid. They put a decrepit old... They told you there's nothing worse than a rich, straight, white, old man. And you idiots voted for that, probably in very low numbers, in 2020. Wild. Wild. You had no primary. You had no primary in 2020, by the way. Your Klobuchar, your Buttigieg, your Sanders, and your Warrens were all forced out on the day before Super Tuesday. You got. You got. And they put a decrepit old man who poops his pants out in front of you and said, you're voting for this. And then you guys said, no, we ain't doing that. And then they hit us with COVID. Ba-bam. Cha-cha-ba-bam. Ba-bam. And they dumped in pallets of ballots into the system. Pallets of ballots into the system. Then that didn't even work, by the way. Even that didn't work. They're like, oh, man. The pallets of ballots aren't working? No, the pallets of ballots aren't working. Okay, stop counting. Okay, just stop counting. We'll fix it later. We'll fix it later. Stop counting. We'll fix it later. That's how much you guys had to go through to get this dude into office. That's a ridiculous political gambit. And it relies on so many factors. So many factors that no sane person, Hillary Clinton's evil, but she's not demented yet. She's like, nah, I'm good. Take tapioca brains over there. Tapioca brains can do it. Because if it fails, well, he's already dying. If it fails, he's already got cancer. If it fails, he's already 80-something years old. That's why you got Joey. They could have done this nonsense with anybody. You got Joey for the reason that he's sick, for the reason he's got dementia, for the plausible deniability, for all the people involved in stealing and hijacking this country. Plausible deniability and an expiration date that you could see is the whole point of Joe Biden. And it was proved when people... They announced his cancer yesterday, and everybody who's sane said, now they're going to say we can't investigate. And right on cue. Leave Joey alone. We will not leave Joey. He's got cancer. I don't care. Oh, he's got cancer. Everybody I know has got cancer. Don't call me Kevin, brother. The dude said $20. What do you want me to do? Listen, I'm so sorry, doggos. Settle down. All right. It's $20, man. I'm not Joe Biden rich. I'm not Hunter Biden rich. Call me Kevin, bro. Thanks, man. and five subs, bro. Thanks, man. This is crazy. Right on cue. Leave Joey alone. Arrest Joey. Oh my God, sis! Oh, you MAGAs, you want to arrest Joe? Oh, no, no, Joey's got cancer. I don't care. Look at this. Look. They threw a grandma in jail. Remember the? What is that grandma? That MAGA grandma. Why didn't I save that? The MAGA grandma with cancer. So, yeah, I'm good. I want to throw all of them in jail, by the way. There you go. Look at that. There you go. Yeah. Oh, no, leave Joey alone. He's got cancer. Hey, 69-year-old grandma with cancer given 60 days in prison for walking through the Capitol carrying a flag. Yeah. No. No, Joey, you go to prison. I don't care if your son's got cancer. I don't care if your son's got AIDS. I know your son allegedly's got monkeypox. You're going to prison. Your wife. Oh, no, Dr. Jill's got cancer. Don't care. Going to prison. Don't care. Nobody cares. No. There's a bunch of people out there. You're real good people, and God bless you, right? You got empathy, and you're like, oh, yeah. That's cool. No, the rest of us, we crazy. We understand that we're at war. And when you're at war, you don't relent. These people wouldn't relent on us, right? If they were able to hijack another election, we'd be dead. So, again, I'm glad you're a far better person than me. But no, I want retribution. I demand retribution. I want accountability, and I don't care if you've got cancer. I don't care if you have all of the cancers. I don't care if you have Montgomery Burns syndrome, where you've got every virus known to man. I don't care. I still want you in prison. You could die in prison. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 No, oh my God, no, leave him alone. Nope. Nope. No. Where do you get the chirp button from, Miller? I don't know. Well, I got a soundboard. All right. I'm sure that you can record one on your phone. Hit that play button, man. The chirp is the best part of the show. Patriot Fallon, thank you. I'll show by the same sympathy that they showed for the DJ Daniels. DJ Daniels. A wild situation where this young kid, and I only mention that he's black because the left-hand side who venerate black fentanyl heads all of a sudden treat this poor black kid like crap because he wants to be a cop when he grows up. Kid's got cancer. Kid's got cancer, and they refuse to stand up and show that kid some respect during the State of the Union. Little kid, little man with cancer. He wants to be a cop. Oh my God, like he's stupid cop. We defund cops over here, especially the black ones, because everybody knows the black cops are white supremacists, especially the 9-year-old black cops. No, we done with you. We done. I'm not interested in making peace with evil because only evil would take cancer and try to use that as a shield against all of their criminality. Again, this is back in 2022. What did this man know? What did he know? Is this a slip? Again, I think he still has dementia, by the way. I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't have cancer. Listen, let's go full-blown conspiracy. Full-blown conspiracy, Abe. I wouldn't be shocked if he didn't have cancer. Cancer's highly convenient. I know he got dementia. So was this slip over here a combination of 1-2 punch, boys? Of dementia and cancer?
Guess what?
What?
The first frost.
Uh-huh.
You know what was happening?
No, I don't.
You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer.
Whoa, 2020, July. July essays, 2022. July of 2022. Did he have cancer or does he just got dementia? Did he have cancer in 2022 and just forgot how to read? So this is what's happening now. Joe Biden's got dementia. Everybody knows this. Dude can't go upstairs. He can't. There's another clip where I was playing yesterday where going up the small stairs. Remember that? They had to remove access to Air Force One on the big stairs for this guy. No more big stairs for you, bro. And in that book that everybody's freaking out about, they said if he falls one more time, he's got his spine's all effed up. So we're going to put him in a wheelchair. And they're like, oh man, this is all before he ran. They ran him. They ran him for a second term. He's got dementia or he's got cancer in 2022. And he's 80 years old. And they still ran him. So, yeah, we're not allowed to ask questions? Why would you do that? Why would you do that? If he would have said, hey, everybody, I love America so much. But I got cancer. And I'm not going to be in the state. I'm going to be fighting. I usually fight for America. And I fought and I gave America all I got. But what little left I got in the tank, I got to use it to fight for me, guys. I got cancer. It's bad. It's bad, but I'm going to fight it with everything I got, with the help of Dr. Jill Biden and my son, Dr. Hunter Biden of Cocainomics. We're going to fight it. So I will be stepping back from the campaign trail to fight cancer. I'm going to fight it. I'm going to have Kamala run. And Kamala is going to be the first black, indigenous, lesbian woman of Indian color. And she's going to solve, cure cancer. And together, I'll survive forever. Some shit like this. Kamala would have got a lot more lefty motivated voters, man. And it would have been harder for us to overcome that rigged election. They didn't use that. You ain't going to use the cancer card? You're dying, bro. You're dying. You're dying. And you're going to not run for president anymore. And you're not going to pull that card. You're going to pull it now. No, you're going to pull that card now because everybody's wondering who signed all those pardons. Everybody's wondering who was running this place. Everybody was Everybody now is wondering, what was going on the last 4 years and how much of it is legitimate? None of it's legitimate, guys. None of it's legitimate. Yeah, no. What, you're telling me Joe Biden's not a pinnacle of health? No. No, that's how everybody goes upstairs. No. No, my grandma, 90, she don't go upstairs like that. That dude's effed up. Thanks, Robert. Doctor in the house, boys. Oh my God. I am sorry. I am not laughing at you, and I'm certainly not laughing at your dog. I'm laughing that I might be giving dogs seizures, brother. Right? And that's an uncomfortable laugh. That's I'm going to dog hell laugh. Doctor, I'm sorry. No more. All right. We'll do this one. All right. Thank you. Stop giving your dog a seizure. All right. No. Joe Biden, boys. Joe Biden. He's got cancer. And so now you need to stop asking very tough questions. By the way. How do I segue into this? Well, I guess we just do it. Blunt force, guys. So I saw this, and this broke my heart in a weird way. I gotta. Scott Adams is one of those characters where, boy, he says a lot of real smart stuff, and I love Dilbert. And then he says some real wonky stuff. Well, he said real wonky stuff around the vaccine. Okay. Scott Adams announced today, and at first I thought this was a joke. So I was waiting for a joke, and then I was like, oh, there's no joke here. This is just real sad.
Some of you have already guessed, so this won't surprise you at all, but I have the same cancer that Joe Biden has. So I also have prostate cancer that has also spread to my bones, but I've had it longer than he's had it. Well, longer than he's admitted having it. So my life expectancy is maybe this summer. I expect to be checking out from this domain sometime this summer.
Wow. That dude's made of sterner stuff than me. Hell yeah. Yeah, I've probably got a few more months to live. Wow, okay. All right, wow, you're handling this real well. And look at our side. Oh my God. Look at our side. This guy, Rush Limbaugh. Look at these people on a mission from God, man. This guy's checking out in a few months. He's still working. He's working right there. Lefties, they don't want to work ever. They don't ever want to work. They ain't got cancer. They don't want to work. So here we got a gigantic problem. Right, because we got to figure out what happened. COVID was a biological weapon unleashed upon the world, so tyrannical governments all across the world could kill people. And again, is that a 1-2 punch? Kill people and get more political power? Or maybe it's just get more political power, and whenever you see entities get more political power, you just get dead people. So that shot, boys, that shot, I'm telling you. We got to look into it. Those of you who've taken a bunch of these shots, you should be very interested in us looking into these shots. But I got a feeling a lot of you won't. What's going on? What's going on with this shot? Everybody's got cancer now. So when did Joe Biden know that he had cancer? Because that's important to know. Was it before the shot, after the shot? Right? Here's Dr. Mary Tally Bowden. I just went over the spike protein antibody levels in my patients. So she's got 46 unvaccinated patients in the ranges 3.2 to 9,000. And obviously, if you're unvaccinated, you're still going to get some of the spike protein in you because this whatever COVID is, it's out in the wild. right? So we're all going to, and if you get it naturally, your body's going to have to fight it off. But those of you who've been pumping that vax, the range is 335 to 25,000. Wow. Wow. Yeah, I'm sure, I'm sure the most virulent part of that protein that it's got your body making, now your body's full of it, I'm sure that won't have any negative impacts on your body. I'm sure your body's going to be like, oh, look at all of this poisonous spike protein in me. That's good for me. I'll radiate sunshine and love. No, you're probably going to get cancer. It's cancer. It's cancer. You're not supposed to have this in your system. You're not supposed to have this in your system. They tricked you into making your body make it for a donut, some of you idiots. Now, some of you were forced into this. Some of you were threatened. Some of you were coerced. All of you were lied to. You should want people arrested over this. Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. Look at the mean is 1,300 for the unvaccinated. The mean for vaccinated is 13,000. Yeah, I'm sure that couldn't possibly lead to anything negative. It'll give you superhuman strength. You'll be just like the Hulk. No, more likely you'll just have blood clots. More likely. So again, pray. If you took this vax, pray to God that you got the saline. Because they didn't want to hit everyone with a hot vax, by the way. These people know how Bill Gates, Fauci, Biden, not Biden's got soup for fucking brains. The people behind Biden, these people know how to mass murder. So not every single one of those vaccines was a hot shot. No. I would say most of them weren't a hot shot. Probably a small percentage were actually hot shots. Most of them were saline. You can see, you go look this up. Punch in COVID vaccine and saline, and you'll see this all across the... Oh, whoopsies! The CVS accidentally gave out saline. So if you thought you were getting a vaccine shot last week at Montgomery and 14th CVS, head back down there and get your free booster shots because you accidentally got hit with saline. Oh, they had an entire pallet of ballot vaccine injections that were saline? That's weird. Get out of here. Now they're trying to kill everybody, boys. Trying to kill everybody. So we got to look into this. Your medical information is private. You're a citizen, right? Us plebs, we're owed privacy when it comes to our health. When you get extrajudicial powers, when you go into the government and you attain positions where you sign pieces of paper and kill people, no longer do you have any privacy. None. Medical, no. Where you be, where you going, where you been, your bank records, no privacy. If you... No one's making you take that job. Nobody's making you borrow $1 billion and then spend $1 billion to get the job that pays, $300,000 a year? Nobody's forcing you to do that. Nobody's forcing you to do that. You want to do it. And so if you're doing it, I get to know everything about you. When did you know you had cancer? When? Well, let's go on a little timeline here. Let's go on, because again, we're not allowed to ask any questions. All of the questions, boys. Biden, this is Johnny Midnight over here. Biden remains fit for duty, White House doctor says, after his second presidential physical. Huh? What? So he's fired, right? Have you seen this doctor, by the way? Joe Biden's doctor looks like Ralph. Looks like Ralph Wiggum, boys. Took my brain a second to pull that back out from the memory file. Ralph Wiggums. Where's Biden Dr. Wiggum? Biden Dr. Wiggum. Let me see if we pull that up. Yeah. Everything's totally fine. We just gave him a physical. fit and ready to roll, boys. Checked them head to toe. Yeah, you missed the cancer part. Huh, what? And there is no way you missed this. At 80, he's the oldest serving president, and he's considering a second term. Okay, well, then check his butthole. Right? Shut up. Don't ask any. You better shut up, maggots. That evil orange mother effer. Better not so much as say one effing word about of one word out of turn about Joe Biden's. You got so much anger for Orange Man. You fell right into the 1984 trap. Right at hook, line, and sinker. Joe Biden's got terminal cancer. He was running for president a few months ago. He's got terminal cancer, running for president a few months ago. You're not mad at that. You told everybody to shut up. He doesn't have dementia. It's a stutter. Shut up. Joey's the fittest, fittier, fit of a fit Finley of all time. No. He's got tapioca for brains. He's got dementia, and now he's got cancer. Now, everybody that you hate, everybody you knee-jerk react against, everybody that you try to pwn on the inner zones, they were right. And your Joyless Reeds, your Jen Psakis, all the ugly dudes and the ugly chicks, the Brian Stelters, all the eunuchs of Cena, they were all wrong again. And you look like you took too many of these vaxes, weirdo. You're not upset that you got lied to? You're not asking any questions about who was running this country while we were at war with Russia? No? Who was running this country when the border was... You said the border wasn't blown wide open. It's the most secure border of all time. Okay, so what? The border... All right, fine. We do got a crisis at the border. That's okay. Kamala Harris, we'll make her border czar and she'll fix it. Okay. All right. Donald Trump is the reason why the border is... So the border is completely blown open. We're being invaded. We're attacking Russia. I was going to say via proxy of Ukraine, but at some level, just attacking Russia. Ukraine doesn't have access to our logistics. So we're using satellites. Our servicemen and women are getting the data and the logistics for long-range drone strikes on Russia. That's us. We're doing that. Our country's attacking Russia. Meanwhile, tapioca for brains with cancer is in office, and you don't have any questions? And you attack the people. You're attacking the people. She's all upset at us. We were right. We told you this years ago. And you're mad at us. Of course you're mad at us. You're insane. You're addicted to government. You're such a loser, sloppy mess that you need the government to rob me, to rob my chat, to steal money from productive members of society so you can get a few shekels and crumbs. Because you're a loser and you're mentally ill and you'll never be able to create, you'll never be able to build. You don't have the grit or the IQ to do it. So you want to launder out your thievery through the government and attack us. And so you'll regurgitate all the stupid nonsense that this government will tell you to say in order to beat down opposition so that the government can continue stealing our money. You're a sloppy mess. We ought to send you to El Salvador. This dude, you're not going to... He was vice president. Joe Biden... What? 12 of the last 16 years was in the Oval Office. 12 of the last 16 years. And I imagine the four-year pause in there with Donald Trump, he's still receiving top quality medical, right? I imagine so. He's so important, right? They need him for all the stupid pictures. But for 12 of the last 16 years, he's been the president or the vice president. And nobody caught this cancer. Nobody caught this one. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, you stupid idiot. Come on. Come on. Trying to jumpstart what's left of this idiot's brain, boys. Come on. All right. Turn it over. Let's see what we got. Nope. Nothing, huh? Nope. Junkyard then. Junk this chick. Anyway, not, he's totally, again, you, there you go. 2020, here in 2022, he's saying that he's got cancer.
What? The first frost, you know what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer.
And I mean, so that's good. I mean, that's good. He ran for president after this. He ran for president. He raised a bunch of money and ran for president after this. Who's running this administration? Who's running this administration? Well, I think anybody remotely paying attention knows who's running, who ran that administration. Remember this?
If I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats, looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony.
Yeah, where I could do all the evil stuff, but I've got a face and a facade of a fall guy. Give me one of them old crackers. Give me that old cracker with cancer. That's right. He wants to continue committing the crimes. He wants to continue benefiting from committing crimes. He just doesn't want to be in the spotlight when he's committing the crimes, because Obama's not an idiot. He's sitting there going, whoa, Bill Ayers, Bernadette Dorn, Bill Gates. Wow, a whole bunch of rich people are utilizing me in order to carry out their agenda, but I'm the fall guy. I'm out in front of the cameras. This is a dangerous place to be as we commit all of these crimes and try to kill all of these honkies. Yeah, maybe I should take a page from their book and get some other stupid idiot, useful idiot fall guy, and I'll be in the basement. What's he doing in the basement? Abe, I don't want to know what he's doing in the basement. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. But then, well, that's weird. That's weird. Oh, man. Scott Adams. We've had our differences, but can someone warn Trump that Joe doesn't want him talking about Biden or else? Yeah. Now, you guys should have lots of questions. Who was running this? Who's running this? You guys gave out blanket pardons right at the very end. I think we should start there. Let's start there. Actually, let's start with his doctor. Let's go. Does this guy still have a? You've got to be kidding me. Abe, no. Come on, man. The Simpsons already did it.
Do it.
Larry Sinclair didn't lie. Insubordinate. Yeah. So everyone's saying Big Mike. I don't think it's Big Mike essays. Big Mike looks like he loves enjoying parties and spending money. And Big Mike, that's being the evil of Clinton levels, Obama levels. You know, being that evil, that's a lot of work. You got to go to work. Now, some people love, they're so evil, they love that type of work. But some people aren't cut for it. George W., he's evil, but he's lazy, man. He's just so lazy. Right? Big Mike Obama, evil, yeah, but lazy. Lazy, yeah. Yeah, just wants to do cocaine and eight balls off of other dudes' penises, probably. But here's this dude. Here's Eric. Is this Eric Prince? Is this the Blackwater dude? Is this podcast Off the Leash with Eric Prince? I think that's the guy who used to run Blackwater. Remember Blackwater? Remember Kojima? Remember him writing Metal Gear Solid 3? Talking about private military corporations being the face of the bad. I was like, is Kojima a time traveler? How did he do this? It is him, huh? There you go. Blackwater. Yeah. This guy used to... what does this guy know? Anyway, this dude, Kevin O'Connor, is Biden's White House doctor who's been giving him a clean bill of health. So we're... He's got a... There are dudes who questioned the vaccine. Remember this? Remember those Malibu doctors? I'm sure the chicks remember. This is a bunch of thirsty chicks in the audience going, oh, I remember them. Blonde hair, square jaw, Malibu doctors. Oh, well, anyway, yeah, those guys. Thirsty chicas, boys. They try to remove and revoke their medical license. These guys were actually treating patients. And they had data. And they're sitting there going, yeah, it's probably a bad idea to put people on remdesivir, liquefy their lungs, and then blow those out with ventilators. That's probably killing them. They probably just need vitamin D and water. And they said, hey, we'll ruin your life. We'll ruin your life. And they tried to take their medical licenses. Okay, well, here's a dude who was like, no, Joe Biden, super duper fit. Check his butthole. You and Harry Sisson, check his butthole. And then kept telling everybody, no, he's totally fine. Actually, he remains fit for duty. He's terminal. I mean, wow. You can't be fit for duty as the president, right? And terminal. Unless that's the point. And I think that is the point. And again, everybody saw this coming. Everybody who was paying attention. Let's go take a look at oh man. J.D. Vance, go visit Joe Biden. Let's see.
Oh, no, you don't.
Speaking of Joe Biden, sir, do you have any thoughts on his diagnosis?
Yeah, look, I mean, first of all, of course, we wish the best for the former president's health. And, you know, it sounds pretty serious, but hopefully he makes the right recovery. Look, I will say, whether the right time to have this conversation is now or at some point in the future, we really do need to be honest about whether the former president was capable of doing the job.
I shouldn't have got rid of that JoJo thing. Oh, my God! You take the former president's name out of your mouth. He's got cancer. Good. Or not good. I don't know. I don't care. What does that have to do with the fact that a bunch of people committed a crime? We've got an entire network of people who committed a crime here. Yeah. Yeah. Hiding the presidential's capacities. Not even... Listen, it's one thing to hide Joe Biden's capacities, but you counterfeited them and told everybody that he was fine. You ran a fraudulent election. He ran for president while being terminally ill. I think at bare minimum, that's got to be fraud. Again, not a lawyer over here. You guys wanted to arrest Donald Trump over a phone call to Ukraine, right? So, yeah, I think this is a huge dragnet, by the way. This demands a RICO charge. This isn't one or two people that committed this fraud on the American people. Right? Your White House had a dude who was terminally ill with tapioca for brains while he pooped on the Resolute desk. And you were told by all of the media, media on the internet, media on the radio, media on the TV, in your newspaper, every single one of them in unison in a coordinated fashion told you that you're a racist if you question Joe Biden's health. You're a racist. You're a racist. How'd that happen? How did... So you all got it wrong. All of you. All of your letters to the editor by the Ivy League medical professionals, every single one of these institutions, all of the 72 Mayo Clinic doctors, Joe Biden's somatropin, they all got it wrong? Wow, we might have some sort of medical crisis to go along with our journalistic crisis, media crisis, government crisis. There's a lot of crises going on over here. So, yep, It's arrest o'clock, boys. It's arrest o'clock. Super duper fit. Nope. No. Stop it. Listen. There's no question that he was totally fit. There is no time and place questioning Joe Biden. He's got cancer. Don't care. Plenty of people with cancer get sent to prison. Nobody's above the law, even if they've got cancer. Right, lefties? You sent one of our grandmas to prison. You sent one of our grandmas to prison, and she had cancer. We're not taking a lecture from you.
Whether the former president was capable of doing the job. And that's no, you know, that you can separate the desire for him to have the right health outcome with the recognition that whether it was doctors or whether there were staffers around the former president, I don't think he was able to do a good job for the American people. And no, that's not politics. That's not because I disagreed with him.
Listen, J.D. Vance is good, and he's good at politicking, which is why he's going to continue to say nonsense up here. It doesn't matter. You don't get to commit crimes because you have cancer, right? This isn't Breaking Bad. This isn't some sort of Arizona, New Mexico, whatever the place is. This isn't some sort of meth television series. You guys used a man with cancer, by the way. This is the thing that's blowing me away. Everybody telling us to shut up about this because they care so much about Joe Biden. He was abused. Idiots. Stupid, ugly liberal chicks. You don't see that he was abused? You just dragged him out. We were showing a clip of Joe Biden on The View. What? When did we do that, guys? Was that like 3 or 4 streams ago? Because this is the whole thing. Joe Biden, there's been a media frenzy about how Joe Biden is in the best shape of all time. Oh my God, he's not in the best shape? How did I miss that? There's been a huge discussion about Joe Biden's brain the last week, which is all everybody's talking about on mainstream media. So he got dragged to The View. And we said this. We're like, Jill Biden forced these. I hate these idiots. But I got to be honest. They don't know what to do here. They didn't invite him on. The View didn't tell Joe Biden to come on. They had no idea what to do as his brain breaks down in front of him. No. Joe Biden's family, who needs a continual source of money via his name, they forced themselves onto the show. That's the only thing that makes sense. And it completely blew up in their face.
Mr. President, since you left office, there have been a number of books that have come out deeply sourced from Democratic sources that claim in your final year there was a dramatic decline in your cognitive abilities.
If there's a dramatic decline in his cognitive abilities as the president, and then there's a cover-up to hide it, that's a crime. That's a crime. So this is why people are panicking right now, because this dam is breaking on his mental faculties. So it's a very simple question. A bunch of books are coming out. They said that your brain's turned to soup.
In the final year of your presidency, what is your response to these allegations, or are these sources wrong?
They are wrong.
They're wrong.
Nothing to sustain that.
Nothing to sustain that.
Number one. Number
they're wrong. There's nothing to sustain that. He's now going to ramble on. Guys, I'm going to have to shoot ahead. He's going to start talking about the Vietnam War. He starts talking about changing his oil in his Corvette in 1974 and getting a little bit on the driveway. And they didn't have any kitty litter to soap it up. That's crazy.
End up over a million people dying.
What are you talking about?
A million people dying.
COVID.
And we're also in a situation where we found ourselves unable to deal with a lot of just basic issues.
Basic stuff.
And which I won't go into in the interest of time.
And yeah, she asked you if your brain is soup. Yeah. There's a bunch of books coming out. They say your brain's tapioca. Is that true? Well, you know, the winter of 83... it was a cold, slightly sunny day, and there was a frost on the lawn. And I said to Hunter, put down the crack pipe and mow this lawn before I get home. And then I had some fish Chick-fil-A for lunch. No. No, we're... Is your brain soup? Guys, his brain's not soup. There you go. It's a minute full-on ramble. Let's see if he gets saved.
So we went to work, and we got it done. And
they got it done.
You know, one of the things that uh-huh. Well, I'm
well, and Alyssa, well. You know, one of the things I think is that the people who wrote those books.
In 2 seconds, old man McTapioca brains rambles on for a minute. Jill Biden jumps in and goes, well, you know the thing about those books? Right? It's real easy to make money off of hay, like my husband's lost his brains. Yeah, so she immediately answers. 2 seconds. 2 seconds. It's 2 seconds. She tries to turn. His brain scrambled. His brain scrambled. His brain is scrambled. Everybody could see. Again, they...
What do you mean his brain's scrambled?
Yeah, we've been saying his brain's scrambled. Oh, are you a racist? Again, it has nothing to do with you. None of this was difficult to see. None of this was hard to see what was going on. The guy's been out of it forever. And that's not even the worst clip from The View, by the way. The guy's brain is, and again, it was cooked. I told you it was cooked. None of this was hard to predict. Why doesn't anybody from the left-hand side have any questions about the people trying to protect this man? What were they protecting? What was going on? When you have all of these people in unison trying to shut down anybody talking about this, they're not doing it because they love the American people so much. They're doing it because they're committing crimes. They're doing it, and they're getting away with stuff that you would be upset about if you knew it was happening, which is why they're trying to keep it under wraps. This is not difficult. Well, again, lefties like, let me just leave them alone. You have to ask these questions. The guy has the same exact response, by the way. Remember that, look at this. That Her tape that we just got released. Remember how the mainstream media press, in unison again, all came out and said, how the Her tape misled the country on Biden's memory. Wow. Adam Sewer over here, he's arrested, right? What you just saw on The View is exactly what happened in the Her tape. The only ones been released so far, but it's the same thing.
So during this time, we were living in Chambers Road.
Oh, that's what I got to talk about. That Her asks him, hey, you got a bunch of, we found a bunch of papers at Penn University, the Penn Biden Center, a bunch of classified stuff there. We found a bunch of classified information in your basement. We found one next to your Corvette. Where else did you keep papers? Where else did you keep papers? And now for 4 minutes, he's going to ramble about everything other than where he keeps papers. Where'd you keep the papers at? Where'd you keep the papers at? Well, no, I want to talk about Bo Biden. When did Bo Biden die? Look at this. This is crazy. Crazy. So Donald Trump's team releases this tape that is matching up with what he just did on the View, by the way, after they ran this smear. The saga has been something of an self-inflicted wound for the Democrats. Yeah, how Joe Biden, super duper smart. There was a coup. I don't even know if it's a coup because he was installed. He's a Manchurian candidate installed by a bunch of evil people. They knew his brain was soup and they knew he had cancer. If he even has cancer, who knows? At that level, he's got dementia for sure. And if they don't need him anymore, boy, he's going to be gone. If the deep state don't need you, they don't keep you around. So it's highly convenient. You release this one tape that proves, without a shadow of a doubt, that number one, the official congressional record of this interview, which has been edited by the White House, by the way. Remember they told you, well, yeah, it's edited, of course. We had to take some hums and ims and ums out of it. No, you edited God knows what you edited out of the thing. Well, we got the tape now, so we'll find out what you edited out. This tape gets released, proves without a shadow of a doubt that while he was president, his brain was tapioca. It's on record. And you guys came out and you ran this type of nonsense propaganda in opposition of people finding out that the dude in the Oval Office fighting Russia's got tapioca brain. And then within 48 hours, you tell me he's got stage 5 cancer. Stage 5 cancer. Again, he's been in the Oval Office 12 of the last 16 years, and you didn't catch this. You didn't catch this. So, is this turbo prostate cancer? Again, you're being told don't ask any questions. Whenever you're being told don't ask any questions, that's the time to start launching a lot of questions. I tell you, a lot of questions essays. CNN's David Axelrod calls for debate over Biden cover-up to be set aside. No! Hell no. Unprecedented levels of no. Why? No, this only ramps. This is more fuel for the fire. This is more acknowledgement that we were right. The conspiracy theorists were right again. A small group of individuals up against billions and billions and billions of dollars of corporate media were right again. That's why you want us to shut up. That's why you want, oh, listen, let's all kumbaya. No, that's not how this works. No. CNN's David Axelrod calls for debate over Biden cover-up to be set aside after cancer diagnosis. I don't care that he's got cancer. Thanks, Bart. What a ridiculous, not going to happen, David. Hey, everybody. It must have taken a crap ton of people to hide that a dementia-riddled dude who poops himself has terminal cancer in the White House. So let's give them a free pass because Joe Biden's got cancer. How does that work? How does that work? This is from the Nobody's Above the Law crowd. Nobody's above the law. We just watched a presidential medical coup. But don't, like, investigate it. He's got cancer. Don't care. Oh, the pedophile's got cancer, everybody. I guess we got to let the pedophile go, man. He's got cancer. No. No, that's not the world that I operate in. No, I want an even bigger, broader, brighter spotlight. Just leave him alone. Just leave him alone. No. Again, this is going to be just pouring out. Right Angle News Network breaking: Democrats are now demanding that President Trump and his DOJ shut down all investigations, including the probe into the Otto Penn pardons against Joe Biden, his family, and his administration after it was revealed that he has cancer. That's convenient. So much level of convenient, guy. Please, everybody, don't drown in all of the convenient going on over here. Wowee. Wow, just let them go. No. No. Why would we do that? How many people are in trouble here? How many people and at what level do we have up here? A lot of people who are far more doctory than me are saying it takes years for this cancer to metastasize. Years and years. He was president 4 years ago. Last year he was president. Right? Donald Trump's been president for 160 something days. 200 days ago, this guy was president. So I guess, how long? And again, because you don't have a right to privacy. Not anymore. Not at this level. So how long have you had cancer? Where's that clip?
I'm a little taken aback that it's this far advanced and very, very concerned about it.
Yeah, that's the question I was going to ask you. This is a former president of the United States. He's supposed to be getting, as you say, the best medical care in the world. And yet, you know, just a few months after he leaves office, this prostate cancer is advanced enough that it has metastasized to the bone.
Yeah, no, this is all smokescreen. He probably doesn't even have cancer. Now, oh my God, I can't believe you said he doesn't have cancer. Yeah, I don't care. How can you, after living 4+ years of this Joe Biden nonsense, sit there? You were told that he was totally fine. You were told that he didn't have dementia. You were told that he had a stutter. And the reason why he shuffles like that is because he played pro football. And then a bunch of people said, no, he's got dementia. And you guys called us conspiracy theorists. And then it turned out that we were right. Yeah. So I might be right again. I think it's so convenient that he's got, you announced his cancer, this cancer that nobody found. This cancer that all of these White House is the White House doctor overseeing Biden? Is he still practicing medicine? If so, that seems like a problem. Seems I'd be highly concerned if that was my doctor. No, we got an issue that they're running into, and it's this. This is a huge issue. It has been shown via tapes from The View and a special prosecutor, Robert Herr's investigations tapes, that Joe Biden's brain is completely tapioca-ized at this point. He can't answer simple questions. There's a bunch of books coming out that said that your brain's scrambled. Is it true? Rambles so long that his wife's got to jump in and save him, which is, again, why his wife is on the stage. Why is his wife on the stage? During the investigation, hey, bro, we found documents at this house, your beach house, your garage, Penn State. We found them all over the place. Where else did you have papers at? Well, when did Bo die? Oh. He had no idea. This guy's fucking brain's completely scrambled. If his brain is scrambled, somebody's running this dude. I think it's Obama. And if somebody else is running this dude, everything that he did is completely null and void, right? Everything that he did. We got a bunch of pardons signed on the last day. Not even by him. He was at the beach. Those January 6th mass pardons, and I think the Hunter Biden pardon, when it is entered into the record in D.C., there's video of Joe Biden at that beach. So, wow. Who signed that? Well, the auto pen signed it. The auto pen for a dude with dementia? The auto pen for a dude who's dying of cancer? These are not valid pardons then. When you're signing in the Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Jackson Brown, is she a valid SCOTUS if he's got scrambled soup for brains? No. That's not how any of this works. Who signed the auto pen pardons? Who signed the auto pen pardons, guys? Leave us alone. Oh, my God. Stop asking questions. I can't believe that you would ask questions. He's got cancer. Oh, my God. Are these pardons valid? Hey, man, stop. He's got cancer. Who was controlling the auto pen? Hey, man, shut up. He's got cancer. How many people had access to the auto pen? Shut up, man. He's got cancer. How many people were working together to hide the fact that this guy can't sign anything? Shut up, man. He's got cancer. Now, if anything, you get louder. Is it black girl magic? So there's no way that if he's got stage 5 cancer now, he had cancer when he was running. Anybody familiar with cancer? Am I wrong? Is any of that wrong? If he's got stage 5 metastasized prostate cancer and it's in his bone, so now he's got leukemia and now he's got prostate cancer. Everybody's saying 5 to 7 years. I think Dr. Drew said 10 years. It takes a minute for this thing to metastasize. So if it has metastasized yesterday and he's got cancer, he had cancer when he was running for that second term. And he didn't tell anybody. And nobody around, or he didn't know. By the way, they said that they found his cancer because he had he went back into the doctor for ongoing urinary problems. So they've been working on him for a while. They've known something isn't right. Now, I think it's very simple what's going on right now. Joe Biden has worn out his usefulness, and now there is some heat. And there is some questions, and there is a growing concern about who was actually running the White House. And now that that is up and running, it is very convenient for this guy to die. I don't want anybody to die. I'm not threatening anybody. I'm saying, if you were used to stealing an election in 2020, thus making everything that you did for 4 years completely ineligible, completely invalid, completely fraudulent. If you are the dude who stole an election for 4+ years and then pardoned a bunch of criminals, and all these criminals were like, oh, thank God. Got the get out of free jail card because Joe Biden gave us pardons. All of these are null and void. All of these are null and void. If you are not running the office, obviously, and once you start asking questions about the dude with dementia not running the office and who's running it, and that's hitting a crescendo right now, then you release a tape that proves his brain scrambled. For less than 48 hours, they said he's dying. Less than 48 hours, they say he's dying. And now you can't talk about any of this? That's what's going on. That's why they're doing it. They're nervous. And they should be nervous. I don't know how nervous they should be with Cash and Dan Bongino. I'm hoping those are legitimate dudes. I'm hoping that any faith placed in those individuals is faith well placed. But we need to start investigations.
You know, that you can separate the desire for him to have the right health outcome with the recognition that whether it was doctors or whether there were staffers around the former president, I don't think he was able to do a good job for the American people. And that's not politics. That's not because I...
You need to do a show 5 days a week. Chop, chop. Cool Rog, brother. Thank you. Thanks for the show, Marcus Aurelius. Thank you. All right, essays. Well, thank you for being here. My honor and my pleasure to spend an hour pointing out the clear madness and nonsense that's going on. And I will see you guys on Wednesday. Till then, stay safe, stay strapped, and keep your head on a swivel. Thank you so much to the mods. Sorry I didn't let anybody know. Super stream. Von Saltonair, Salty D, Alan Testosterone, Jim Russell, Kelsey Cade, Cotton Ministries, Rapid Alaskan, Adrian, CEO Supreme, Shuru Gospel, Nugs, Infected in Reality 101. Thank you, Essays, for moderating this madness. And if you're watching this on the Web Zones page, thank you for advertising over here. KIR Ammo, First Amendment Tees, Necro Land, Tallow Dream Cream, Fight Force Chepo Tame. I say Necro Land. Thank you guys for keeping the Web Zone page Google AdSense free. First Amendment Tees, thank you so much. The advertisers on the Web Zone page are Salty Army Small Business Owners. So you're looking to support some of the fellow brethren of the Salty Army. You need weapons. You need comic books. Check these guys out. Remember 2023 after the fall, they said X-ray MRI showed only arthritis. No, I forgot about that. And we also need to subpoena the police records, the police radio, and everything from Las Vegas where he was flown. The Air Force One almost fell apart with how hard they were pushing it to get that plane back to D.C. Remember that? Laura Loomer broke that. It's easily identifiable on radiography, and this cancer takes 5 to 10 years to reach this point. 5 to 10 years. It's impossible. It's impossible that he wasn't checked. It's impossible. So they checked it and they found it and they didn't tell him or they knew. This is dumb. This is dumb. They used a sick, dying man to commit a bunch of crimes. That's clearly what happened. And now the minute that you notice that a sick and dying man was used to commit a bunch of crimes, then they go, well, look, he's dying. Leave him alone. No. Stated dating a hot-blooded Honduran woman. Any advice? I don't know anything about Hondurans, man. But happy wife, happy life. And I imagine there's some sort of equivalent of that for the dating scene. I don't know. Dude, I haven't dated anybody in 30-some years. You don't want dating advice from me. I'm an old dude. I'm an old dude who's been married for 20-something years, man. If I had to go dating, oh my God, I'd be so, I'd be so lost. How do you guys do the dating these days? All right, guys. I better go see the Soul Queen. I'll see you guys on Wednesday. Take care, everybody.